From the office to the gym to the sitting in traffic.
Oh, come on, you!
Right around WA, this is Lisa and Pete.
Right now, you'd expect to be talking to a guy about this sort of stuff who has great hair like this man. It's called the Short Back and Sidewalks Project. His name is Craig Hollywood. He joins us to tell us more. Good morning.
Welcome, guys. Thanks very much for having us.
Tell us what Short Back and Sidewalks, the project, is.
It's a concept that basically came up from an idea that we, myself, Weston's Barbers on William Street, and also Australian musician Taku, who's on the label Future Classic alongside Flume and Chet Faker and things like that. We basically come up with an idea to do a simple, nice thing for another human being, and that's pretty much where it stemmed from. Since then, it's we've got loads of people on board, politicians from Canberra, musicians, also service providers such as the Salvation Army, St. Bartholomew's. Mm.
And what is it exactly that you do?
Basically, the project provides a haircut for a person in need. So unfortunately, homelessness is a thing that is extremely apparent in today's world. So basically, someone who is in need will attend a service provider. They'll be notified straight away from that. And basically, we make up sort of little invites saying, please come along on Saturday for a free haircut, a chat, you know, a coffee. We've hooked up with a few cafes. They've provided some food, just basically to humanize people, because at the end of the day, as human beings, after all.
I think this is really fantastic. And, you know, you say just a nice thing to do for another human being. And the line is free of charge, free of judgment. There is nothing like, and I don't think you have to be a girl to know this, nothing like a decent haircut to make you feel good about every aspect of your life. It gives you a confidence boost. It, you know, it gives you the oomph to go out and maybe do something different.
Yeah, it totally does. It's some of the transformations are completely unreal. It's,
you know, I bet.
Yeah, like, we've got a website. You know, if you get onto www.shortbackandsidewalks.com, there's also an Instagram, which basically is at shortbackandsidewalks.
Pretty much before and after shots of hair. Yeah. And they look fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the transformations are amazing. You know, some of the people have, and the feedback that we've got so far is the fact that it gives people a whole new different perspective on their day.
Yep.
You know, that's pretty much from the most simplistic aspect you can look at it. But people are sort of looking around and saying it gives them a fresh start. We noticed, like, a chap called Brad who came down and got his haircut. We've seen him about 3 or 4 hours later walking around William Street just with a smile from ear to ear.
Yeah.
And you know, it just made such a difference. And it's such a simple thing. And
it is.
You must get some incredible stories, because when I go to a hairdresser, especially one I've been going to for a while, 5 minutes into it, you just open up and you just start talking, because that's what hairdressers are really good at. They're really good at talking to you about your life and your stories and stuff.
Oh, yes, they are therapists. Definitely.
Yeah, and the stories that you must get from the people who come to you must be just incredible to listen to.
Actually, when we realised the project was kind of going to take off, it was an amazing moment. There was a chap called Godfrey who came down. He travelled like 40 Ks to come down and get his hair cut.
I saw Godfrey on the website.
Yeah, yeah. And and basically, you know, we didn't realise the power of what it could do. And he'd basically explained that he was a previous owner of a fairly successful business, you know, had a very strong family unit. Unfortunately, none of that is apparent anymore. He basically lives in the bush out in somewhere in north of Perth in a tent, sadly. But basically, he was saying that it's something that happens to everyone. And, you know, he probably didn't ever think that it was going to happen to him. But unfortunately, it has. And, you know, the fact of the matter was that he came along that day, was able to talk to us, was able to sort of just express and tell his own story and walked away feeling like $1 million. So idealistically, we'd hope that it might give people a little bit of a sort of kickstart, you know?
It's a wonderful idea. It's called Short Back and Sidewalks. Hit the .com, and again, yeah, check out the Instagram. It's incredible to see the before and after shots.
Guys, I really, really appreciate the opportunity to share the message. And yeah, if you do want to get involved, please get onto the website, and all the contact details are there. Thanks very much.
This is such a great idea, and it's come about because of crowdfunding. Lise, I spent 3 years in Brisbane, and they do such a great job in that city of utilising their river with river taxis.
Well, it seems like a no-brainer, doesn't it?
Exactly.
That's
right.
That's what the river's for.
And we're catching up this morning now with Kevin Townley. He's the man behind the Little Ferry Company. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Hello, Kevin. It's the little ferry that could and it can.
Little boats with big hopes.
Yes, tell us about it. This is a new city shuttle ferry service proposed to coincide with the opening of our Elizabeth Quay.
Yeah, it is. We're putting two small electric ferries on the river. They're historically designed and they're only about 10 metres long. So they carry maximum 12 passengers. And we're just going to do a regular schedule connecting Elizabeth Quay, Lucky Shag, Claysbrook, Coode Street and Men Street jetties.
From Claysbrook, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's such a great idea. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting about Claysbrook. I mean, I know it was a fairly quiet development early on, but if you go there now, it's quite special. There's a lot of people there, and it seems to be in a bit of a backwater in some respects. So we're really looking forward to sort of connecting that to the city and getting people to experience that part of Perth as well.
Kevin, has it been like a real mission for you to get this up and running? Because as Lisa mentioned before, you would have thought that this is something that should have been happening years ago.
It's been a mission and a half, to be honest. Mm. And but having said that, because our vessels are electric, we've been given some good support from the Swan River Trust. And as you'd appreciate, these things, they are slow in progress, and you've just got to tick the boxes as they come along and work through it until you actually get to that, you know, that point where, hey, it's only about 3 or 4 months away and we'll have the boats on the water.
You know, I may be over-romanticising it, Kevin, but I think there's something lovely about rocking up to work on a ferry that last little bit, you know, rather than sitting in traffic in your car and trying to park. I think just get off the boat, walk up to work, lovely.
Yeah, that's right, and particularly when you're talking about electric ferries, because, look, there's no pollution of noise and sound, water. It's just something quite special.
This is great. They're also going to be available for hire in the evenings, which include canapes, and you can BYO, which is awesome. So many different things that people will be able to do with the little ferry company. Just before we let you go, mate, when can we see these on the water?
We hope to have them on the water in late October. So, perhaps for sea trials prior to that, but yeah, we'll kick off in late October. We want to coincide with the opening of Elizabeth Quay.
Right. Well, if you need any guinea pigs for the sea trials, you know we're here, Kev.
Yeah.
No problem, guys.
All right.
We'll bring our own bottles of champagne to christen them with, all right?
Thank you, Kevin.
Cheers. Thanks for that.
The little ferry company. Google it if you want more information. It's a great idea. Mm. Great idea.
When you think of the great double acts, Lennon and McCartney spring to mind. Or Bert and Ernie.
Do you like me, Bert?
Even Rick and Sue. And then there's these two. It's Lisa and Pete.